It's always a very special hergish to meet Talmidim, certainly an asif of Talmidim. As was mentioned, it's invigorating to be able to interact with Talmidim, to talk, to see each other. And as much as I understand that Talmidim appreciate it, the Hanholos Yeshiva also appreciates it. Thank you very much for coming. The Rambam in Sherish Yudbeis and Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he gives us the klolim of how he decided to be Meina Mitzvahs, the Rambam says, when you have a mitzvah that's made up of different parts, you don't count every part as a separate mitzvah. There'll be one mitzvah which will include all the parts. So when the Rambam gives an example, he writes, if you have a carbon like an oila, so it has shrita, hefshet, nituach, zrikas hadam, be makriv the chalev, burn the basar, etc. And then he adds ushiya oira lekayan sheyakrivena, and the skin of a carbon oila goes to the kayan, the one who's makrivita goes to the beis av. That's one of the parts of the mitzvah of carbon oila. So even though the oirais that go to the kahanim is part of matnas kahuna, the Rama mentions that that's something which is a chelik of the mitzvah of this karban, and therefore it's not counted separately because it's part of the mitzvah of Ayla. Then he continues with karban chatas, and here also he mentions all the different halachas you find which are in the parsha of chatas. When the Rambam talks about this klal, so he brings a few examples, and he writes, when you have a mitzvah that covers many mitzvahs, for example, achilas kochim is a mitzvah which applies to all karbanis. That's a separate mitzvah. But things which are specific in one mitzvah, that's going to be part of that mitzvah. So when the Rambam sums it up, the Rambam says, v'hu mavur ki hayoyis ha-koyin le-keyach ma sheyesh le-lokachas hu chelek mechelke ha-mitzvah ma she-zacharnu ma she-zacharnu be'or ha-oyla. When the Kayan takes what's coming to him, so that's a chelik of that mitzvah, just like I mentioned by Or Ha'ayla. V'chein gamkein reishis hagez klal ha-mitzvahi shenoitzi reishis hagez v'nesnehu l'kayan. So the Ram is giving another example, that you take reishis hagez and you give to the Kayan. So it sounds like the Ram is coming to explain, we don't count giving reishis hagez as a separate mitzvah besides what he calls being mighty the Rashis Hagez. Ukamaikain Shinoiti Maiserishain Venasnoel Levi. When you're Mafrish Maiserishain, you give it to the Levi. We don't count giving it to the Levi as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Maiser. The Ramban has problems with this Rambam. The Ramban is bothered that when the Rambam speaks about the fact that we don't talk about the mitzvah of giving the or to the kohanim, the Ramban says that's not really the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, the Torah said, l'moshel by a karbon, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what happens to the different parts? The dam goes on the mizbeach, the basa gets burnt on the mizbeach, and certain parts go to the kohanim. So that's Kadosh Baruch Hu essentially breaking up the karbon. It's mishulchan gevaya kazachu. So it's not the owner that's giving that to the kohanim. That's just how HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegates what happens to the chalakim. So he disagrees with the Rambam, even entertaining the possibility that this should be viewed as a mitzvah of the owner giving it away. But then the Ramban continues and says, Bichlal, I have a problem with the Rambam's approach. The Ramban says, there are different kinds of matonis that we have. When a person is mafrish, truma, meiser, chala, Zok the Ramban, there are two things happening. You're being mafrish, removing the Yisr Tevel, and then after you're mafrish and you remove the Yisr Tevel, you give the truma, the meiser, the chala to whoever you're supposed to give it to. Then, Zok the Ramban, you have examples where there's no Tevel, so you just do an asina. And then, Zok the Ramban, there are those where it's not even a nesina. For example, you bring a korban chatas, the kohanim eat the basar. So there's no nesina of the chatas to the kohanim who eat it. Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyachol takes the Karban Chatos, and the Basar goes to the Mishorsim of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not even a Nesina. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam in the way he breaks it down. Now the Ramban, in his argument with the Rambam, says that the Rambam counts Truma, Chala, Maiser, each one of them is a single mitzvah. Chala is one mitzvah, to separate it and give it to the Kayan. Maiser is one mitzvah, to separate it and give it to the Levi. Truma is one mitzvah, to separate it and give it to the Kayan. The Ramban says, it's not true. It's two separate mitzvahs. A Kayan is also mafrish chala. He's also mafrish truma. He doesn't have a mitzvah to give it. So it's two separate mitzvahs. So the Ramban, you make a bracha on afroshas chala. If you make a bracha on afroshas chala, if the mitzvah is completed when you give it away, so you should make the bracha when you complete the mitzvah, because the Gemara says, Chazal or Mesakin a bracha by the Gemara of the mitzvah, not by the Haschala. So why do you make a bracha when you're mafrish chala and you're mafrish truma? So the Ramban says he would count them as two separate mitzvahs if you have this type of situation, where there's an iser tevel and you're being matir, the iser with the hafrosha, and there's a separate mitzvah, sometimes, of giving it away. Now, in understanding the Rambam's disagreement with the Ramban, so there are achrayim who discuss the Ramban's kasha. But if we can just break down a little bit the Ramban's kasha, the two kashas, he has a third kasha from Chala Tmeya. But let's just look at these kashas. What does the Ramban want? The Ramban is saying, if the Rambam was right, we should not be making a bracha b'shas hafrosha. So it must be hafrosha as a separate mitzvah from the Sina. So let's ask the Ramban. You hold it's two mitzvahs, so why aren't there two brachas? Why isn't there a bracha b'shas hafrosha and a bracha b'shas nesina on the two separate mitzvahs? Now the Ramban doesn't speak about this. The Rashba and the Tshuva, in the Tshuva Sarajba, there's a Tshuva there. It's not signed by the Rashba, but there he discusses many mitzvahs that we don't make brachas on and why we don't make brachas. Included in that is why we don't make brachas when we give matnas kahuna. And the Rashba, in the Tshuva Sarajba, it says that since it's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, we don't make a bracha. That's what he writes, why you don't make a bracha on giving. So now if we were to take that piece of Rashba and bring it back to the Ramban, it would come out, it seems, that you make a bracha when you're mafrish. That means you're being matir. Nesina doesn't have a bracha because of the svara, because of Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. In the Tshuvas HaRashba itself, it's mashma, that because of the fact that you don't make a bracha when you give it, that would be a reason why you make a bracha when you're mafrish, because you're not going to make a bracha when you give it. Now the Ramban apparently held that this would not be a reason to answer the Rambam that you make a bracha b'shas hafrosha, since you're not going to make it when you give it. The Ramban seems to feel that if the completion of the mitzvah is with giving it, you should make, in this case, no bracha. But in the Rambam, it would seem that's a possible mahalach, that you make a bracha b'shas hafrosha, because making b'shas nesina is not an option. But in the Achrayim, the Mefarshim in Sefer HaMitzvahs, they seem to have two ways of dealing with the Havana of the Rambam. The Ramban seem to understand the Rambam that the mitzvah is be mafrish in order to give, and therefore he understands that the hafrosha is the haschol of the mitzvah, and therefore he's bothered with this kasha, that why are you making a bracha by the haschola? You should make it when you finish the mitzvah. The Ranim Sochem has a similar understanding when he talks about the Gemara, why you make a bracha by bedikas chometz. The Ran says that's part of the chiddush. It's the haschola of the process. You should make a bracha when you finish it. So there are some mefarshim who understand in the Rambam that it is this way, that the mitzvah is a manas to give, but you don't have a brera, so you make a bracha b'shas the hafrosha. Some understand that since there's a svara mishulchan gavaya kazachu, so therefore now the ikra becomes the hafrosha. That's a question in the mefarshim how to deal with this Rambam. But to me it seems from the mashmois and the Rambam that the Rambam has a totally different perspective. From the way the Rambam is presenting in this Shayrish, the Rambam seems to be looking at Nesina as not necessarily the purpose of the Hafrasha. The same way when somebody brings a carbon, one wouldn't say that the purpose is, for example, the Eirais that go to the Kehanim, or that the Basar that goes to the Kehanim. The bringing of the carbon is the mitzvah. It has many parts. Included in those parts is the matnas kahuna. We'll call it the matnas kahuna parts, but they're a chelik of the larger mitzvah. So in the Rambam's bringing Meiser together with the Eirais going to the Kehanim, it seems that the Rambam understands the Iker is the Hafrosha, like the Ramban says, that the Torah is saying, create this Kedusha, bimata the Tevel, and the Torah delegates where it goes. So the reason there is no separate bracha is not because of the other cheshbainis, but because it's really a prat in the mitzvah of creating this Kedusha. So just like you'll have a mitzvah bringing a carbon, you don't make a bracha on all the different parts. Here also, one of the parts is the giving it away to whoever it belongs to. The Ramban, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, adds mitzvahs that he feels the Rambam should have counted. One of them is Achilas Kochim Kalim to the Bailim, and Achilas Maisa Sheni to the Bailim. That the Ramban says they should be counted together as one mitzvah, a different pasuk. The Rambam counts Achilas Kochim for Kehanim. He does not count Achilas Kochim Kalim for the Bailim, for the Yisrael. And he doesn't count Maisa Sheni. The Ramban says it's a separate pasuk. Now the Ramban doesn't say what he thinks the Rambam is going to hold, but it seems to me that the Rambam would understand that the same way that the Basar of Kochim, it has its own mitzvah, because there's a special pasuk that talks about Kochim Bechlal, V'ochloi Samesha Kuper Bahem. So the Rambam says that whenever you have a pasuk that spans many mitzvahs, that becomes a separate mitzvah. But really, the parts that are miyuchet to a particular karbon, that's going to be chalokim of that mitzvah and not counted separately. So to me, it seems the mahalach in the Rambam is a person has a mitzvah to be mafrish challah. And where does the challah go? It says in the Torah, it goes to the kayan. There's a mitzvah to be mafrish truma. And where does the truma go? It goes to the kayan. Your mafrish meiser, it goes to the Levi. Your mafrish meiser sheni. And what happens? You take it to Yerushalayim and you eat it. That in the Rambam is going to be a prat in the mitzvah of meiser sheni. So the reason why it's not going to be counted is because the Rambam sees these as pratim of a mitzvah, and therefore it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. So I think that the Rambam's arguing with the Ramban and putting all these really with the way he sees it as pratim of a larger mitzvah, so the Rambam's disagreeing, not counting Hafroshas Chala, Nesinas Chala as two, not counting all these mitzvahs that the Ramban adds up. He has double mitzvahs, the Ramban says, because Truma, Chala, Maiser, they're all going to end up counting as two. The Rambam sees them as Chalokim. I think Achilas, Maiser, Sheni, and the Rambam is another dogma of just being a chelik of a larger mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam does not count them separately, but the Ramban would count them separately. So to me, it seems that the Rambam is not necessarily understanding the way the Ramban sees the Rambam, that Hafrosha is for the purpose of Nesina. The Hafrosha is the creating of the Kedusha, but the Nesina is a Prat, just like the other examples the Rambam gave of Prati Mitzvahs. Shekayach.